B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Beit Daf Ches. We're going to start three lines from the top of the Omud, and the Gemara is going to take us back to the Mishnah on Daf Beis Omud Aleph. On Daf Beis Omud Aleph, we saw at the end of the Mishnah a third machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, where Beis Shammai take a more lenient line than Beis Hillel does, which is unusual. Hashoichet chayav oif b'yomtiv. If somebody shechts either a chaya or a wild animal or an oif, a fowl, on yomtiv, then, and we know that when after shechting a chaya or oif, there's a mitzvah min ha-Torah to do kisui hadam, to cover the blood with either earth or with ashes, and that's something which could pose a challenge on yomtiv. B'shama imrim yachfer b'deker v'yechase. B'shama say that your one is allowed to just dig up, and we've learnt in the Gemara what the details are, to dig up some earth and cover the blood. B'shil say you should not rely on that. Unless you have earth which has been pre-designated and prepared and is not mukta and has been set aside for kisui adam, then you can shecht and rely on that earth for kisui adam. But if you don't have it prepared from before Yom Tov, one should not shecht and then rely on undigging the unprepared earth for on Yom Tov. Umoidim, however, Beis Hillel agree that Shem Shochat, if he did shecht, he shouldn't have, but he did, Sheyachber b'deker v'yechase, then he's allowed to, under certain circumstances, he's allowed to dig up some earth to cover and do the mitzvah of Kisui Adam. And then the Mishnah adds on forwards, She'efer kira muchanu, because the ashes in an oven are muchan, are prepared for, so to speak, have been prepared and set aside with the intentions of doing Kisui Adam with that. And the question is, who was talking about the ashes in an oven here? The Efer Kira. We were talking here about Ofer, the earth that would have to be undug for Kisui Adam. Now the Gemara is going to ask now. Asks the Gemara, Efer Kira Mandachar Shemei. Who mentioned Efer Kira? Where did it come in at all? Answers the Gemara, Omar Rabba Hochik Omar. What the Mishnah meant to say was, V'Efer Kira Muchanhu. That besides for, if you've got prepared some earth from before Yom Tov that you're allowed to then shecht and cover the blood with that earth, then you're also allowed to shecht and rely on the ashes of the oven, because the ashes in the oven are, so to speak, in a person's mind, they're set aside to be used for kisui hadam. Says the Gemara, Omer Avud Omer Rav, Lo yishonu elo shehusak me'erev Yom Tov. This halach is only true if the ashes were actually ashes before Yom Tov. That means when Yom Tov came in, these were already ashes. And then we can say that when Yom Tov came in, his mind was on these ashes to use them for whatever he was going to want to use them for. He might want to use them for Kisui Adam. He might want to use them to cover some dirt in his house, whatever it might be. It's as if his mind was on it, and therefore they're not mukta. Aval husak bi Yom Tov. If, however, when Yom Tov came in, they were not ashes, they were still logs of wood. And he's allowed to use those woods to bake, to cook, to fry, to roast on Yom Tov. You're allowed to do that. But the ashes, which are consequent to that, are noila. They're something new that came into existence, and you can't say he had his mind on them from before Yom Tov. And therefore, if the ashes became ashes on Yom Tov, osur, then one's not allowed to use them for kisui adam, they're mukta. However, if those logs, when Yom Tov came in, they were still wood, and you burnt them, you lit them to be able to cook with them, and now they've become ashes, so we said the ashes are mukta. However, if the ashes are still hot enough, possibly because of some coals mixed in between them, if they're still hot enough that you could roast an egg on them, then for all intents and purposes, you're allowed to continue roasting an egg on it, because you're allowed to use firewood, you're allowed to use wood and burn them to cook on them. And that's part of the halachas of Yom Tov. We don't have an issue with that. And all the while that you can roast on them, then you're just continuing to use the woods as one would use woods, and they don't yet have this status of being newly created ashes, and they are now mukta. So the halacha is that if those ashes are still hot enough that you could still roast an egg on it, then in the same way as you're allowed to churn over these ashes in order to cook on them and to make an egg on them, you're also allowed to take them and toss them onto the blood with the mitzvah of kisui hadam. Tanya na miachi, we saw a brisa to this effect, that kusha omru eifer kira muchanu, when we said that the ashes in an oven are considered set aside for any of a person's uses, and therefore one's allowed to rely on them for kisui adam, le omru elo shehusak me'erev Yom Tov, that's only if they were burnt up before Yom Tov and were already in a state of ashes when Yom Tov came in, aval husak b'Yom Tov, but if they became ashes, if they were burnt on Yom Tov, osar et osar, however v'imroi litlis by beitza, if it's still fit, if they're still hot enough to be fit to roast an egg on it, mutter, then it's mutter. And now the Braisa carries on with a final statement, which the Gemara is going to discuss in a minute. Hichnis ofor leginosoi. If somebody takes some earth into his courtyard, into his garden, or lechurvosoi, or into some home, a churva, then mutter lechaseis poi. If he then took all that, or if when he brought in the earth into his home from before Yom Tov, he piled it up into his gina or in his churva, then it's as if he set them aside for any of his uses. He intends to, whatever he wants to do with it on Yom Tov, that's what it's set aside for. And therefore, he's allowed to use it for kisui adam. If he's got a pile of earth like that, you can shechten a chaya or oif and rely on that offer for kisui adam. The mutter lechasuiz boy, he's allowed to do kisui adam with that pile of earth which is in his gino, in his garden, or in his churva. That's the end of the braisa. V'omer Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says that not only if you bring a large amount of earth into your garden or churva, then we assume that you've put it aside for anything that you choose to use it for on Yom Tov, but also machnis odom loy kuposei. If he just brings in a little basket full of earth, of offer, and he puts it aside, well, soon see where he puts it, but if he brings in a basket full, which is much less than the amount of earth he would be bringing into his gino or churva, he just brings in a basket full of earth, he's allowed to do with it whatever he wants on Yom Tov. Dorash Marzutra Mishmeid Marzutra Rabba, Marzutra said in the name of Marzutra the Great, but that must be that he's set it aside in a certain corner, in a specific place, he's piled it up. And then it's clear that he's piling it up with the intentions of then using it on Yom Tov for whatever he might need it for. But if he just spreads it out on the floor, then it's clear, or it's at least we assume that he wants it just to become bottled to the floor, and at that point it's going to become muktzah, you're not going to be able to use it on Yom Tov. And Rashi adds in here that obviously we're talking here about loose earth, which doesn't need to be dug up, it doesn't need to be crushed and ground, and all it needs is not to be mukta. And the very fact that he brought it into his house and he put it there on in a specific pile in some corner, that shows that it's not mukta. He hasn't, his mind is on it, he hasn't distracted himself from it when Yom Tov came in, and therefore he can use it for kisui hadam. The Gemara is now asking a question from a Mishnah. And this question is going to take us quite all the way down to the next down to the end of the next Omud, and we're going to have five different explanations in this Mishnah. The Mishnah says as follows, koi. A koi is a type of an animal where it's not clear whether it has the status of a behemah and therefore is not subject to the halachas of kisui adam, or whether it's considered a chaya and then it is subject to those halachas. So what do you do on Yom Tov? If you want to shecht a koi, then are you allowed to shecht it on Yom Tov? So the Mishnah says, "Ein shechtin oisei b'Yom Tov." Don't shecht it on Yom Tov because maybe it's a chaya and you'll have to do kisui adam. And ve'im shechtoi. And if you did shecht it on Yom Tov, ein mechasin es domo. You're not allowed to do kisui adam because maybe it's a behema and one's not chayav to do kisui adam with it. So whichever way you hold it, because it's a sofik, we don't want you lekatchila to shecht it in order not to have the issue. If you shecht it on a regular day, then you shecht it, and then do kisui adam, just in case it's a chaya. But on Yom Tov, where you can't just in case move earth, we'll soon see in the Gemara what the issues are. But Therefore we say don't shecht a koi on Yom Tov. And if you shechted it, it's too bad. You can eat it. It doesn't become osur. If you can't do kisui adam, even in an event that you should do kisui adam, the meat doesn't become osur. But you cannot do the mitzvah of kisui adam on Yom Tov. Now that's what the Mishnah says. Now the Gemara is asking, vi isya, if it's true what Rav Yehuda just said now, that one can bring, if one brought in a basket full of earth into one's house and piled it in a corner, you're allowed to use it for anything you want. Lechasya, why don't you cover it? Could Rav Yehuda, like Rav Yehuda says, that if you have such earth, then the earth can be used for whatever you want it for. Even if you shechted a behemoth, a regular behemoth, which definitely doesn't have any chiyuv of kisui adam, and you want the floor not to have blood on it, you're allowed to cover it with this offer because it's not mukta. So why can't you shecht the koi and cover it with this offer? Even if lekatchila you shouldn't, at least b'dieved you should be allowed to. Answers the Gemara, ulatameich, you're asking as if, according to Rav Yehuda, that says that if you have a basket full of earth, then it's not mukta, then why is the Mishnah say that you're not allowed to do kisui adam on a koi? So let's forget Rav Yehuda. We don't need to come to Rav Yehuda. We had the Mishnah. The Mishnah says on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that we mentioned at the beginning when we started learning this Amud, that the Mishnah says that Eifer Kira, the ashes in an oven, are always considered as if they've been set aside for any of your uses. L'chasya be'Eifer Kira. Or Yibadeker notes. We saw in the Mishnah that if you have a spade, that everybody agrees, even Bais Hillel agrees, that if you shechted an animal that needs kisui adam, you're allowed to do kisui adam on Yom Tov with earth that you're going to dig up. So the Gemara said before that it's assuming that the shovel was already in the ground when Yom Tov came in. So there's no problem of chafira. But we've seen previously, I don't need Rav Yehuda speaking about the earth, the offer which is bringing in a little basket into his home. We've already had a Mishnah. There's the Eifer Kira, there's the Deker Notes. So how are you going to understand the Mishnah in light of what we've already learnt? Elo de Lesley, it must be, he doesn't have any Eifer Kira and he doesn't have any Deker Notes. So Hochanami de Lesley, so why are you asking a question against Rav Yehuda, that according to Rav Yehuda, why are you not allowed to shecht a koi on Yom Tov? Why don't you use that basket full of earth? Obviously, the Mishnah is talking about if you don't have a basket full of earth. If you had a basket full of earth, or if you had Eifer Kira or Deker Notes, you'd be able to do kisui adam with it. But if you haven't got it, then it's just too bad. You can't do kisui adam. So asks the Gemara, if the Mishnah there is trying to impress on us that if you haven't got any available earth, then you shouldn't shecht, and if you shechted, you can't do kisui adam, then why do you have to speak about a koi? Speak about a regular chaya, a regular oif. Yehoche my iria sofik, afilu vadai namiloi. Then just talk about a chaya or oif, which is vadai, that has a certain chiyuv of kisui adam, and not a koi, which is only a sofik. In this mission, it seems clear that because it's a koi, because it's a sofik, therefore don't shecht it. And if you shecht it, you can't do kisui adam. We have to understand that. Says the Gemara, loy mi boya ka'oma. The way you have to read the Mishnah is like a loy mi boya. And we have to explain it as follows. Loy mi boya, that we can take for granted, that vadai, that if it's a chaya or oif, to loy lishchot, you shouldn't shecht it because you haven't got anything to do kisui adam with. Aval sofik, but if it's just a koi, and because it's a koi, it's only a sofik, if bichlal it needs kisui adam, eima mishum simchas yom tov lishchot, I may have thought that since there's a good chance that this is a behemah, and if it's a behemah, it doesn't need kisui adam, and then there's no problem shechting it. So I may have thought, because it might be a behemah, shecht it, even though you won't be able to do kisui adam, at least you'll have done the mitzvah of simchas yom tov, v'loy lechasya, and you won't cover it. Komash melon, that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell us, that since there's an equal chance that it's a chayah, and you are chayah to do kisui adam, and since you don't have with what to do kisui adam, you're not allowed to shecht it. And if you shechted it, you cannot cover it. You can't do kisui adam in the absence of any available means of kisui adam that we've discussed, which is either Eifer Kira, or Deker Notes, or Offer, Meloy Offer, which is brought into his house. Asks the Gemara, V'hamidik toni sefer, that would all be very good if you just had the beginning of the Mishnah. If the Mishnah said, Koi ein shaychatin oisei b'yomtev, don't shecht a koi on Yom Tov, then I can understand, like you've just said, that not only should you not shecht a chaya or an oif if you haven't got with what to do kisei adam, but even a koi, don't shecht it. Because even though there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, and there's only a suffix if there's a chiyuv of kisei adam, don't shecht it. That would be fine. That we would be okay with that. But the Mishnah continues, v'im shoch toy ein mechasin. And if you did shecht it, don't cover it. What do those words mean? That if you shechted it, don't cover it. That obviously means that you have with what to cover it. V'im shoch, v'ha midik toni seifa v'im shoch toy ein mechasin es domoy michlal. But is leoskinon? So is it not apparent that the Mishnah is talking about that you have with what to do kisei adam, and just the halacha is that you cannot cover it. Don't do the kisei adam. And if you want to claim that the last statement of that Mishnah is talking about where he doesn't have anything to do kisei adam with, and that's why im shoch toy ein mechasim, I don't need this Mishnah to tell us that. If even a vadai chaya or oif, we say that if you don't have available anything to do kisei adam, you're not allowed to, you can't do kisei adam, and don't do kisei adam, of course, if it's a sofik. Elamai, it must be, we're talking about that he does have available earth, and since he's got something available, and that's why, were it a vadai, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, that if it's a vadai chaya or vadai oif, and you shechted it, you can use anything available you have. And then the Mishnah is coming to impress on us, because it's not a vadai, because it's a koi, therefore you don't do kisei adam. And that we have to understand. Why not? Elo omar rabba, eifer kira, muchen levadai, ve'ein muchen lesofik. No, we're talking about, indeed, he's got the ashes of the oven available. But it's only considered available for a vadai chaya or a vadai oif, and it's not available for a sofik. And we have to understand that, because his mind was on it. We know that. We know that the Efer Kira, his mind is to use it for anything he wants to use it for. It doesn't matter what. So it's certainly not Muktza. And any earth that he's bringing in, then he's having in mind to use it for whatever he needs it for. And for nonetheless, we say, no, you can only use it for Vadai, you can't use it for Sofik. We have to understand why. Lesofik maitam eloi. Why wouldn't you be allowed to use it to cover the blood of a sofik chaya, of a koi? Dekaovid guma. Are you worried that it's a gzeira that if we allow you to do kisei adam, that you may end up digging up, making a hole in the ground in order to dig up earth or ashes in the case that you don't have it? Then vadai namika ovid guma. Then even if it's a vadai chaya or a vadai oif, why don't we say that you're not allowed to do kisei adam on Yom Tov as a gezeira, that you might make a hole and dig up some earth? That's how the Pnei Yeshua explains this. Elo k'durab abba. It must be the reason that you're not concerned when it's vadai, you're not concerned for making the hole, is because, as we saw on Dav Ches Amud Aleph, we saw the top of the Amud, Rab Abba says that achayfer guma b'shabbos ve'in etzorech elo la'afra potter oleo. Since you don't need the hole, at the most you just need the earth, it's not considered, you haven't done the melacha d'oraisa of chayfer, of making a guma, and therefore we're not concerned about that. If so, hochanami b'kadur Rab Abba, if so, even when you've shechted a koi, a sofik, we're not concerned that he's going to dig up the earth, because even were he to dig up the earth, there's no issue here of choifer guma, because he doesn't want the hole, he just wants the earth. So elo sofik maitama. So what's going to be the concern? Says the Gemara, dilma ovid ksisha. I have a different concern. It's not the concern of the digging, like we saw from Rabbi Abba, but we're concerned that you're going to crush the lumps of earth, and that is similar to toichen, to grinding. It's one of the melachas. If so, asks the Gemara, vadai nami nigzer misum ksisha. Then a regular chaya also say you're not allowed to use the available afer, the ashes of the earth, because you might come to crush it. Says the Gemara, no, vadai ki ka ovid ksisha. In the case of a vadai, even were you to grind up the earth in order to do kisei adam, it wouldn't be the end of the world. It wouldn't be nisa deraisa. Why? Because osi asei, because the mitzvahs asei of kisei adam, v'dochi lois asei, and will override the lois asei of doing a melacha on Yom Tov. And we know there's a rule, asei doicha lo yisase. And therefore, were it a vadai chaya, were we to have a vadai chiyuv mitzvah asei of kisei adam, the mitzvah of kisei adam would override the issa of doing a melacha. But if it's just a sofik, a koi, then in the event that it's a behema, there's no mitzvah of kisei adam. If there's no mitzvah of kisei adam, with what have you overridden the issa of yom tov? And if you haven't overridden it, we're afraid that you're going to grind the lumps of earth, and that's also on yom tov. Says the Gemara, no, that's also not a concern. It can't be that the difference between a vadai chaya and a koi is because the you have an asei doi chalois asei, and the asei you only have with the chaya, or you only have a certain asei with the chaya. Because emer da amrinon osi asei v'dochi lois asei, because we only use the rule of asei doi chalois asei if that the moment whilst you're transgressing the lois asei, you're fulfilling the asei. Kagoin, for example, mila b'tzoras. We know that there's an issa to remove a tzoras, which is a certain boil or a stain on a person's flesh. And it's not something we're familiar with today, but in the times when tzoras was something which the halachas that they were all familiar with, then there was an issa to remove the tzoras. What happens if there's a mitzvah bris mila and they coincide with the tzoras, that the tzoras is on the orlo, and if you do the mila, you've removed the tzoras. Says the Gemara, Osi asei v'doich lois asei. The mitzvah asei of mila overrides the mitzvah lois asei of removing the tzaras. Inam, you're a different example. Sadin b'tzitzis. We know you're not allowed to wear a garment with woolen linen, but tzitzis, when done back in the days when they were using the tcheles, and we're not now going into all the details, but tzitzis sometimes involved kilaim, and you're not allowed to wear it. So that's what it says, that sadin b'tzitzis, that asei, the mitzvah asei of wearing tzitzis, is overrides the lois asei of kilayim. The be'idna, that the very time, the ka'okar lav, that you're uprooting, that you're transgressing the lav, you're fulfilling the mitzvah asei. But hocha over here, be'idna de kome'akir lav, at the time that you are transgressing the issa melocha of grinding and crushing up the earth, loy moikim asei. That's not the time when you're being mekayim the asei of kisei adam. You first crush up the earth, and only then you put it onto the blood. And since it's not being done at the same time, we don't have the rule of asei doicha lois asei. Says the Gemara, holoi kashya. That wouldn't be such an issue, because it could be talking about the behadi de kosish komachsi. It could be that when do we say that we have an asei doicha lois asei, but that's only by chaya, not by koi, because maybe by koi it's behema and there's no asei. We're talking about a case where whilst he's crushing up the earth, he's actually covering the earth. He's doing it at the same time. If he's doing it at the same time, we have an asei doicha lois asei. But we don't have an asei doicha lois asei by koi, because maybe there's no asei. So we're afraid you're going to crush up the earth. You'll be transgressing the lois asei without having an asei, and that would be an issue. Says the Gemara, Soif, Soif, Yom Tov Asei V'Lois Asehu. The truth is, there's other questions the Gemara could have asked, but the Gemara chooses to ask this major question to uproot everything we've just said now. You're trying to explain the difference between Chayo and Koi, that Chayo has a definite Asei of Kisei Adam, and Koi is only a Sofik, because if it's Behema, it doesn't have such an Asei, and if it would have an Asei, it's Asei Doicha Lois Asei, and it overrides the Lois Asei of grinding and crushing up the earth. There's no such thing. You can't use Asei Doicha Lois Asei here, because Yom Tov is not only a Lois Asei not to do a Melacha, but it's also an Asei. It says Shabbosah, and you should rest. And Yom Tov is Asei V'Lois Aseihu, Ve'en Asei Doicha Lois Asei V'Asei. And we know the rule is that an asei can override a lois asei under certain conditions, but it cannot override a type of avera which is not only a lois asei, it has an asei with it as well. So if so, the questions come back. What is the issue here? Why would one not be able to do kisei adam on the koi, and yes, be able to do kisei adam if it's a regular chayo? Elo omar Rava explains, Efer kira daito levadoi. Till now we've assumed that the ashes inside the oven, they are set aside for anything you choose to do with it. And therefore you can choose to do kisei adam of a chaya with it, and you can choose to do kisei adam on a koi, and you can use it for anything you want. Says the Gemara now, no. Rava maintains that it's your mind is only, you've only set aside these ashes for something which is a vadai, not for a sophic, v'ein daita l'sophic. But he didn't assume, he wasn't going to use these ashes for something which is just a sophic, a doubt. V'az de rava l'tamei, and this is something we've seen before from Rava, the Omar Rava. Hichnis ofor l'chasayis bo'itzoyah. If somebody brings earth into the house on before Yom Tov with the intentions of covering the excrement of a child, and he doesn't know if a child is going to make a mess in a place that's going to disturb him on Yom Tov, it's a sophic. And he brings in the earth with the intentions of, if such a case were to arise, I'll use this earth. Then mutar l'chasis bo adam tzipor. Of course, he can use it to do kisei adam of a regular bird, which is a vadai. He had the bird and he intended to shecht the bird on Yom Tov, so that's vadai. Since your mind was on this earth, even to be used in sophic, then of course you can use it for something which is vadai. However, dam tzipor, if you brought the earth into the home in order to, with the intentions of using it to do kisei adam on a bird, which is a vadai, oser l'chasis b'itzor, his mind was not on using this earth for something which is just a sophic, namely the tzoya, the excrement of the child. And therefore, regarding that, it's mukta, and you're not allowed to use it. That was Rava's opinion. Nahar Beloi Omri. Nahar Beloi didn't argue with Rava in this basic principle. They just held that even the excrement of a child is pretty close to a vadai. Afilo hichnis ofa l'chasis b'idam tzipur, muta l'chasis b'itzoya. You're allowed to cover the tzoya of a child with it because that's pretty vadai. And therefore, it's if you had in mind of using it for the vadai, kisei adam of a bird, then the tzoya is a vadai enough that you can use this earth for that as well. Omri b'marava. In Marava they said, pligi bo Rabbi Yosi bar Choma v'Reb Zeira. Either there was a machlekes between Rabbi Yosi bar Choma, maybe it's supposed to be Rabbi Yosef bar Choma and Reb Zeira. V'omri lo, others said the machlekes was Rava b'Reza Rabbi Yosef bar Choma v'Reb Zeira. It wasn't Reb Zeira with Rabbi Yosi bar Choma, rather Reb Zeira with Rava, the son of Rabbi Yosef bar Choma. Chad Omar once said, koi harehu ketzoya. That's the same halachas that we saw about if somebody brings in earth in with the intent of using it to cover the tzoya of a child, or he brings it in with the intent of using it for kisei hadam, or for the halachas we've just learnt, that one of them holds that koi is the same as tzoya and has the status of a sof. They both have the status of sofik. V'chad Omar, and one opinion says no, that koi eino ketzoya, that tzoya is considered closer to vadai, and koi remains a sofik. And the Gemara says, Tistayim, I'll prove to you, the Rava, who the Omar koi, this Rava, Breder of Yosef bar Choma, which is the same Rava that we mentioned a few lines earlier, that it's Rava that said that koi hareyu ketzoya, that holds that tzoya is considered a sofik like the koi, and not like the Narbaloi said that the tzoya is considered considered almost a vadai. The Omar Rava, because we saw that Rava said before, hichnis ofor lechaseis by tzoya, muta lechaseis by dam tzipor also lechaseis by tzoya. Tis time, so we have proof from the Rava we just learned before that koi and tzoya are both considered sofik. They're both considered a not definite need on Yom Tov. A koi, it's not a definite need on Yom Tov because maybe it's a behemoth and it doesn't need kisui adam. Tzoya is not definite because the child might not make a mess where he needs the earth to cover it with. And therefore, the halachas we said before apply, that if you intended to use it for sofik, then it's not muktzah for the sofik. If you intended just to use it for vadai, then regarding the sofik, it still has the status of muktzah. And that is how we've explained that Mishnah, what's the difference between koi and a regular chaya regarding kisui adam? Yes, we're talking about where, according to the opinion of Rava, that Rava says that any of the available uses, the afer kira, the ashes of the oven, or the offer that he's brought into the house, that even though his mind is set to use them for his needs, only for certain needs, not for uncertain needs, things that he doesn't know if they're certain, if he's uncertain about them, for that they remain mukta. And therefore you cannot use it for kisei adam of the koi. And now we're going to have yet another explanation of that Mishnah to explain to us the difference between Chayo and Koi regarding Kisui Adam. Rami Bereder of Yeva Omar, Koi Hainu Tam Adelei Mechassinon, the reason that we don't allow him to cover a koi, to do kisi adam of a koi, is Gezeirim Mishum HaToras Chelboi. And this is an interesting halacha, it's Pesukim in the Torah, that there are certain fats which are called chelev, and those fats are not allowed to be eaten. If one eats them, it's chayev koros, it's very serious. And those fats are only osa in the event that it is a behema. In a chaya, those fats are not osa. So if we're going to tell this person, do kisei adam on the koi, he's going to assume that it's a chaya. If he assumes it's a chaya, he's going to eat the chelev. He's not allowed to eat the chelev because it might be a behema, and eating the chelev of a behema is severely osa. And therefore we say, don't do kisei adam on the koi. Asks the Gemara, okay, Yoche, I understand that, but what's that got to do with Yom Tov? Afilu b'chol nami, even on a regular weekday. Tell a person, tell people, don't shecht a koi, or do shecht a koi, don't do kisei adam, because if you do kisei adam, you might end up eating the fats. You're not allowed to eat the fats. Says the Gemara, no, b'chol, in the weekdays, if somebody is going to see you covering the blood of a koi, Omri, they'll say, l'nakir chatzira yutzarech, he just wants to clean up his courtyard. He's shechted this koi, this animal, there's blood all over the place. He wants to clean it up. He's covering it with earth, with ashes, wherever it is. They're not going to say it's because a koi is a chaya. However, on Yom Tov, they wouldn't let him, they wouldn't just be able to cover your house with, to clean your house with earth. So why are you cleaning your house with earth on Yom Tov? It must be because you're assuming that the koi is a chaya, and there's a chiyuv of kisei adam. If the koi is a chaya, you're allowed to eat the chelev, and that's a problem. And the Mefarshim discuss why one would not be allowed to use earth just to clean up your house regularly, even on Yom Tov. It's a discussion here. Asks the Gemara, okay, so shochat ba'ashpa ma'ikel meima. What are you going to say for a regular weekday in the middle of the year? It's not Yom Tov, and somebody wants to, is shechting a koi, not in his courtyard, but on some, on an ashpa, on some trash heap. Over there, he's got no interest in cleaning it up. And you see him covering the blood of the koi with earth. No one's going to think he's just cleaning up. They're going to assume that it's a chaya, and it's chaya with kisei adam, and the same problem will arise. He'll eat the chelev. Ma'ikel meima, what are you going to say? But, and also, ba limlech, what happens if the owner of the koi himself is going to come to the rav and say, do I need to do kisei adam on this? That means he doesn't know if it's a chaya or an oif. What's the rav going to tell him? Do kisei adam, it might be a chaya. This person himself is going to make a mistake and think he's allowed to eat the chelev. Ma'ikel meima, what are you going to tell him? You're going to tell him not to do kisei adam? Elo, says the Gemara, b'choyol inami misapke. Even if it's, the people will say, in the weekdays, people will say that, as a sofik, omri le rabon on zil torach v'kosi. Everyone will always appreciate that this koi, it's a suffix. It might be a chaya, it might be a behema. And therefore, even in the ashpa, and even if you come and ask a question, do kisei adam, because it's a suffix. Everyone will know it could be a suffix. And if it's a suffix, they'll know that the other side of the suffix is its behema. You're not allowed to eat the chelev. So the chachomim would say, zil torach v'kosi. The chachomim would say that the people will understand that if you ask a question, they'll say, go to the extra effort and do the kisei adam. Because it might be a chaya, and they won't come to eat the chelev. But be Yom Tov, however on Yom Tov, and people see that you're doing kisei adam on Yom Tov, ima sapke, mi omri le rabon on zil torach v'kosi, are you allowed to go in to exert the extra efforts? We know that tircha, exerting effort on Yom Tov, is asa. Are you allowed to exert the extra efforts to do kisei adam if it's only a suffik? So if they see him doing kisei adam on Yom Tov, they'll assume it must be that it's vadei chaya. And then there's a risk that they're going to eat the chelev, and that would be a problem. And therefore we say just on Yom Tov, where you'd only be allowed to go exert this amount of effort if it's a vadei chaya, don't do kisei adam on the koi. Continues the Gemara, Tani Reb Zeira, loy koi bulvad omru, not only is the blood of a koi not allowed to be done kisei adam on Yom Tov? El afilo shochat behema chaya v'oif. What happens if you shechted a behema and a chaya and an oif? Which means you have a pile of blood, part of which is definitely chayav kisei adam, and part of it is definitely not chayav kisei adam. But it's all mixed together. So technically speaking, you have to do kisei adam on the whole lot because of the chaya and oif that's in it. When it's Arav Udom on Zebazer and the blood got mixed together, Asur l'chasoyse b'yomtiv, you're not allowed to cover it on Yomtiv, because you're exerting more effort than you have to. Because really, you only have to cover the blood of the Chay of Oif. You don't need to cover the blood of the Behemah. You're not allowed to go into the effort of getting the extra earth and covering the whole thing. Omer Rabbi Yosef bar Yasino, that's only true if you can't cover up all the blood with one shovelful. If one shovelful, the same shovelful that you're covering the blood of the Chay of Oif, you're also covering the blood of the Behema, muta. There's no problem with doing that, so why not? To the point that the Gemara asks Pshita, of course, what you, Rabbi Yosi bar Yasino, are trying to impress on us, of course, if there's no extra effort, you can cover and you should cover the blood. Says the Gemara, no. Ma'od teima, I may have thought, nigzer, make a gzera, dekira achas otushtei dekiris, that maybe we should say, don't allow a person even to take one shovelful to cover this whole mixture, because we're afraid that in another case where he won't suffice with one shovel load, he'll take two shovel loads and that will already be osar. Kumash malon, that's what Rabbi Yosi Yasino is saying, that if you can cover the whole thing with one shovel load, you're allowed to, and we don't make such a gzera. Omar Rabba, says Rabba, shocha tzipoir me'erev yom tov, you've shechted a bird before yom tov, and zechiv to do kisei adam, but you didn't do kisei adam before yom tov. Are you allowed to do kisei adam on yom tov? Ein mechasin oise b'yom tov, you're not allowed to do kisei adam on yom tov, because he should have done the kisei adam before yom tov. You're not allowed to do any effort on yom tov to achieve something that you could have and should have done before yom tov. And Rashi adds in here that don't worry about simchas yom tov, because the bird's allowed to be eaten on yom tov. He can eat it even if he doesn't do kisei adam. Continues the Gemara, galgal issa me'erev yom tov, a related halacha. If somebody, he needed some dough on erev yom tov, and we know that whenever one needs a dough, in Eretz Yisrael it's a chiyuv min ha-Torah, in Chutz La'aretz it's only a chiyuv midrabanon. There's a chiyuv of being mafrish chala, separating some, so to speak, is called trumas isa, a truma from the dough, which has the status of truma, and it has to be given to the kohenim. Nowadays there's other halachas with chala, because the kohenim are not toher, they're not allowed to eat the chala, but we all know there's a mitzvah and chiyuv of hafroshas chala. So if somebody needed a dough before Yom Tov, are you allowed to take challah on Yom Tov? Because we know, we're going to learn about this later on Daf Lamed Vav, that we don't, it's Issa D'Rabbanon of taking Trumas and Maestras on Yom Tov, because it looks like you're fixing the foods that need to be taken Trumas and Maestras. Are you allowed to take challah on Yom Tov? So the Gemara says, Mafresh Rimeno Chalosa B'Yom Tov. You're allowed to take challah even on Yom Tov. Why? Because you're allowed to make a dough on Yom Tov. Other Trumas and Maestras, where you could have taken and should have taken the Trumas and Maestras before Yom Tov, we say, why are you doing it on Yom Tov? But over here, with the dough, you're allowed to make a dough on Yom Tov. And if you make a dough on Yom Tov, you're allowed to bake it. In order to eat it when it's nice and hot on Yom Tov, you can be mafresh chala on Yom Tov. So therefore, even if you needed the dough before Yom Tov, you're allowed to separate the chala on Yom Tov. Avua de Shmuel Omar, the father of Shmuel, he said, Afila Gilgal Isa me'erev Yom Tov, ein mafresh mimenu chalosa b'Yom Tov. Avua de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, says, no. He says, since he could have and should have taken Trumas and Maestras before Yom Tov, it's similar to the regular Trumas Dogon v'Peiris, the Truma one takes off the grains and off the fruits that should have been done before Yom Tov. There's an Issa de Rabbanon of doing it on Yom Tov. Here too, it's true that if you make a dough on Yom Tov, you can take challah on Yom Tov. But if you make a dough on Erev Yom Tov, you cannot take challah on Yom Tov. Asks the Gemara, Lema pliga de Shmuel adavua. Can it be that Shmuel argued with his father? We just now saw that the father of Shmuel said that if you needed a dough on Erev Yom Tov, you're not allowed to take challah on Yom Tov. Shmuel seems to say the opposite. D'omar Shmuel, challas chutz laretz, regarding the challah of chutz laretz, where oichel v'hoilich, the halacha is that since the chiyuv to take challah in chutz laretz is only midrabanon, then you don't need to take the challah before you actually eat the dough or eat the bread. You're allowed to bake it, eat it, just make sure you leave over enough for challah at the end. Oichel v'hoilich v'charkach mafrish. And then you can take the challah at the end. That's what Shmuel said. Now, if you can take challah at the end, that for all intents and purposes, taking challah before is useless. You haven't done anything. It doesn't need to, it's not considered that he's fixing the dough because he didn't need to do it. You could have just eaten without taking the challah, and the last piece you leave over, and that will be the challah. And so then the hafrasha that he's doing is almost shaloi letzairich. It's just, it's a useless act of taking challah, and therefore it should be mutter. And does that not arguing with Avuah de Shmuel, who says that it's asa? So the same thing when it comes to the a dough that was baked or that was kneaded on Erev Yom Tov, then you can take challah, you don't take challah. There's no problem of leaving, of taking challah on Yom Tov, because taking challah is, don't take challah, just leave it. Leave the challah till the end, according to what Shmuel is saying. And therefore, taking the challah should not be a problem. Answers the Gemara, no. Omar Rava, Rava says no. You, Shmuel, agree that it's true that you could have waited till the end, but don't say that the act of taking it earlier is just an invalid, useless act. It's not. The shame truma, the status of truma, of challah, applies to this if you take it earlier. So you clearly are fixing the dough with this hafroshes challah. If you're fixing the dough, then even Shmuel would agree, like his father, that it's also to do it on Yom Tov. It's true that Shmuel says you don't have to fix the dough by taking challah at the beginning. If it's chutz laretz, you can wait till the end. That's true. But if you do take the challah, it's definitely valid. And therefore, if you, like Avuah de Shmuel said, you're not, it's considered fixing the dough. And since you could have done it before Yom Tov, in the event that you needed the dough before Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. And Yemirtz Hashem, in the next shiur, we're going to continue from here.